Hey friends, Robert Imbrielli here. Got something to share with you today. I think it's going to be really helpful. I had to take a little bit of notes. I don't normally work with notes, but today I'm going to just read a few things so I don't forget any of the good stuff that I wanted to share with you. And it is really interesting, the times that we're living in right now. As you know, things are a little bit crazy. And the question that a lot of people ask me is like, when are things going to go back to quote unquote normal? And I say normal, you mean like normal like a year ago? And I think the truth, and it's, everyone seems to agree with this, that we've gone too far now to go back to the way things were, that we are now going to create a fresh new kind of normal, and it's going to be different than it was, and things are going to be different, money's going to be different, clients are going to be different, the way we do business is going to be different, the way we shop is going to be different, already is. There are going to be a lot fewer small businesses around. A lot of them are struggling and dying in the process here. And, you know, the question then becomes for us, well, how do we survive this? What do we need to do to be able to, you know, continue on in our quest, our journey to be serving people as coaches and entrepreneurs and building our own dreams and doing all of that? And while the future is very uncertain right now, I don't really see it clearly because it depends on where the cards fall in so many different directions. Whether or not our taxes are going to get spiked, whether or not, you know, the COVID thing's ever going to go away. There are some people saying it's not going to go away. Somebody mentioned today on a mastermind call that I was on that don't expect live events to come back till the end of next year at the earliest. That's pretty insane to think about that because most of my life I've been at doing live events and been involved in live events in one way or another, most of my professional career. So everything's shifted now online and very few of us are leaving our homes. And I heard something horrible on the radio the other day. I don't know if I shared it with you yet, but there was a commercial that said, if you love somebody, stay away from them. And it was really it really took me aback because it was like, wait a minute, what happened to our world? If you love somebody, stay away from them? When was that ever the mantra, right? It's like, that's how wacky things have become. And I think they're going to get even wackier before they start coming back to what you and I would consider a more normal way of being. So I wanted to share some things that I started telling my clients about a year ago, back last March, when everything started to fold. And I said, you know what, right now is a good idea to be spending as little money as possible and, keeping as much money as you can on hand, because you don't know, you know, what business is going to be like next month or the month after. And that that advice still applies to this day, probably even more so now that we've got a new shift in government and we know taxes are going to be spiraling out of control again. And, is back to, you know, the declared war on small business again. We're back to this whole game that we were playing back in the Obama years. And it's going to be really hard for us as business owners to navigate it all. And the rules and regulations are going to be changing. So I say, you know what, conserve some cash and spend a lot less money than you've been spending. That you're used to spending, and it'd be a good time right now to start looking at that. So I pull out my credit card statements every once in a while, and what I do is I go through them and I look for all the monthly recurring charges, the things that I'm paying for, and then I'll ask myself, am I really using them? Or is it aspirational, right? Oh, someday I'm going to use this. I'm just going to keep the membership going. I'll keep paying them every month because someday I might use this program or this platform or whatever. And, you know, I got the great membership price. I got the lifetime membership price. But if you're not using it, even paying a penny for it is money that doesn't need to be going out. So I've been going through and I've been helping my clients do this as well and knocking down some of these monthly accounts, some of these membership sites that I haven't been in a year, and I'm just not interested in anymore. I've done other things, I'm doing other things, and I've been getting rid of a lot of things that just, I don't need them. So I just let them go. So a lot of people find a lot of value in that and be able to say, okay, I can go through this and start cutting off these monthly memberships. Some of them you can't cancel. You'll notice you go in there, oh my God, it's impossible to cancel them. You got to get on the phone, you have to beg, and it becomes really, really difficult. So when you run into that kind of thing, probably the best thing to do is just cancel those accounts. I really do not like doing business with companies that make it hard for you to walk away from them. They're not doing themselves any service. I mean, they may be holding you there a little bit longer, but you're not getting any happier with them, and you're certainly not going to come back and do business with them ever again. So they're really doing it the wrong way, I think. So I get rid of a lot of the membership sites. I've been cutting a lot of them off. But some other things that I've done, And this is really interesting. I had a hosting company I've been with since probably 2008, 2009. Didn't think anything of it. They've been doing my hosting. I was paying them $165 a month, every month. Didn't even think about it. Just did it because I had all my websites hosted there. And about 2-3 months ago, I started to ask myself the question. I was like, I wonder if there's a better deal I can get. You know, I wonder if there's another company out there that offers something similar service for less. And instead of $165 a month, I found one that I'm paying less than $25 a month. That's a big jump. That's a big, big, big difference for the same thing that I had at $165, I'm getting now for $25 a month. So I started to ask other questions. Okay, great. Let's go through all the things that I'm using. Let's go through my e-commerce system, right? The shopping cart and how people can order on my website. How much of the system do I actually use, right? An honest question. You can ask yourself that. And I have a system that has all these bells and whistles, does all these amazing, amazing things, but I'm not using them. So why am I paying for them? If I'm not using it, there's no reason to pay for it. Is there another system that would give me, and I made a list, I said, here are the things that it must do. It must do A, B, C, D, and I had like 5 or 6 things that I had to do. And I went and found a cart instead of $250 a month. It's literally costing me $97 a month now for the cart that I'm using, and it does exactly what I need. It may have more bells and whistles. I don't know. I don't care. I only need the things that I need it to do, and I didn't have to pay the big bill. So I got rid of one, exchanged it for another, again, save some money. Then I said, okay, I'm going to dig into this a little bit further. How about my internet service? You know, the internet service here I'm getting into the office. What am I paying for it? And are there competitors? Of course there are. In most places, you're going to find competitors. You may even find private companies. You know, it's AT&T or Spectrum, you know, used to be Time Warner, Charter, all the rest of that, Verizon, right? Those are the big guys. But there are a lot of companies that resell those services for a lot less than you could buy them for. So you may look for private internet services in your area, and you may find that you could drop your price dramatically. So I shaved about $100 a month off my internet and actually got a faster connection. I now have fiber optics here, a fiber optic connection in the office. And you know, internet's much, much, much faster than it was. And it was just one of those things. It's like, wow, you drop $50 here, $200 there, $300 there, and all of a sudden you're spending a lot less every month. So the other things that I looked at was my email service provider and looking at how much email I was sending and did I need to spend, you know, $250 a month for the email service provider. And I really wasn't happy with them after a while. They were doing some things that just didn't make sense to me as a marketer. And I decided I'm going to go look for something else. So instead of $250 a month, I got a different service, which I think is about $20.99 a month for, they do the same thing, and deliverability, let me say that word right, is actually better. More of my emails get delivered than this real expensive service that I was paying for before. So again, trimmed it to save some money there again. Car insurance. This is an interesting one. I've been with the same car insurance company now, gosh, since 2008, 2009, somewhere there. And every year, you know, they'd upgrade the policy and they, well, bump it up a little bit, bump it up a little bit, bump it up a little bit. I was paying about $160 a month. And, you know, okay, that's what it is. That's what it is. But then I thought, hey, you know, this time is a weird world that we're living in. Let me go shop around and see if there is another company out there who would give me the same deal or even better. And I did. And I got my car insurance down by 30% just by switching companies. And I thought, well, that's really interesting. The alarm system, for instance, in this office, I was at ADT and I had them forever. And every year I would get the same letter. Oh, we're so sorry. Our expenses went up. Well, no, we tried everything, but we couldn't lower our expenses. So we have to pass that on to you. And they would bump my rate a little bit every year, a few dollars here, a few dollars there. Well, over the course of the period of time that I had the company, it more than doubled. My monthly fee more than doubled. So I asked the question, is there anybody else out there? Who else does this? And can I get a better deal? And I went from about $60 a month, $61, $62 a month, down to $14.95 a month for exactly the same service, right? Big savings. Year after year, month after month, it adds up. So this is a great time to be really poring over all those things that you have, all those tools that you've purchased, all those membership sites that you're a part of, all those subscriptions you might have to newsletters and magazines and whatnot, and really ask yourself the question, do I really need these? Is it really, you know, necessary right now? And know too that even if you put it on hold, or even if you cancel it, what are they going to say? No, if you want to come back and subscribe again later? Of course they're going to take your money, right? So it's not like if you cancel it, it's canceled for life. It's not. It's canceled for now. And later, if I ever need it again, you probably won't. But if you ever do, you can go find it. And that's what I'm encouraging you to do right now. It's a good time to be conserving cash. Don't be spending more than you need to spend because the future is uncertain. We know, well, one thing I know that is certain is if things continue the way they are, we're going to see a lot of tax increases, right? So as small business owners, we're back to the same thing that we had to suffer through under the Obama years, which was they declared war literally on small business, right? They thought, they looked at small businesses and they said, these are banks, we can get money from them. We'll just keep charging them more and more fees, more and more fees. We'll force them to buy health insurance for all their employees. We'll force this on them, we'll force this regulation and the compliance. And all of a sudden you're spending more money than you know what to do with. You're spending so much time on your taxes and your accounting and keeping track of it all. And it gets to the point where it doesn't make sense, right? So a lot of businesses will just say, you know, the heck with this. We're not playing this game anymore. We'll just close. Or we'll do something else where we won't have any employees. That's been my case. I have not had any employees because it became too much of a challenge to go through all of that. And it was a game I didn't want to play. So I'm solo. And when I want something, I hire it out. It's a project. And I pay for the person to do the project. And that's the end of that. We move on, right? So you want to look at everything. You want to look at this macro and say, okay, how can I cut back on my expenses? I don't know what's coming next. I want to be prepared. And, you know, if you have the financial resources, you're a little more resilient to what happens out there as opposed to not having those resources. If you don't have those financial resources, don't have any money in the bank, for instance, it becomes really hard when you get hit with a new tax bill or get hit with a new regulation. It's like, what do? It causes panic when if you had the money there, it's like, well, it's not fun, but okay, I can do it, right? And I'd prefer you to be in that category where you're saying, okay, it's not fun, but you know, I can make it work rather than, oh my God, this could take me out, right? And there are too many businesses today that are on that plane if they can be taken out. So I want you to think about everything that you're spending money on. I'm looking at this office, for instance. I've got about a 2,000 square foot office suite here. I've got three studio spaces. I've got this one. I've got one next door and one in the big studio, two doors down from here. And, you know, it's been lonely here all year because nobody's come here because of COVID. Now, that wasn't the case before. There are always people coming in and out of here. Always had people come into the studio, and it was, you know, a great place to meet and great place to hang with, you know, work on projects with people and hang out with them and meetings, and we'd get together at least once a month here. And I'm looking at that and I'm saying, okay, this isn't, you know, working out anymore the way it was. So now I'm asking the question, do I really need the studio space? And the answer is probably not. So when the lease comes up for renewal at the end of the year, that'll be the end of it. I won't renew. I'll just move out and I'll go find another solution that works because there's no point having this if, you know, I'm not able to bring people in here because of the COVID stuff. And if this is going to continue the way a lot of people are saying it's going to, it's not going to go away overnight. We wish it would, but it's not going to. You know, making new decisions, real, real important. Other things that I'm doing, changing my social media platforms as well. I'm not a fan of censorship, as you've probably gathered. You know, I don't like my videos being blocked, and they have been. I don't like my posts being labeled as false information when they're not, because just because somebody doesn't agree with them, it's no fun. And so I've been finding new social media networks, some that don't censor, and you can kind of speak your mind and feel more free. And you think about this, it's like, even if you're on Facebook and you're not censored, it's in the back of your mind, ooh, can I say this? Ooh, can I not say this? I don't want to have that going on. I just want to say, here's what I'm feeling, here's what I'm about today, here's a message I want to share, and I want to share it, right? But you can't have that in the back of your mind, ooh, they may close my account, they may close my account, they may close my account. I don't want to be under that pressure. I really don't want to live under that pressure. So I've been taking everything off Facebook now and off of Twitter and Instagram and got rid of, you know, those accounts. They're there, but I don't use them. I just post stuff there and I never go back and look. There's no point to it. So, you know, I'm looking for new social media sites. One I found that I want to invite you to, if you want to join me for Coach's Corner, I have a channel now and it's on Telegram. And this is the URL to that, t.me/Coach's Corner. There's no apostrophe, but there is an S, Coach's Corner. And you can find, you know, my channel there. And I am going to be posting, you know, all these updates will be posted there and other things as well, other cool things that I find. So if you want to join the conversation, please join me on Telegram, t.me/coaches corner. Coaches with an S and no apostrophe, right? Coaches Corner. And, you know, I'll be posting some fun stuff on there. We can keep in touch that way. All right. I just didn't want to make this a very long video. It's a little bit longer than I expected it to be. That's okay, because I like spending time with you. And I just want to wish you a great weekend and hope this has been helpful. If it has been, please give it a thumbs up, give it a like, give it whatever platform you're watching it on. I'd appreciate that. And we will see you back here next week for more. Thanks so much for watching.